Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
During times of economic recession, one of the first areas people try to cut costs is at the supermarket. That might be bad news for steak and lobster, but it's great news for a little thing called...
Spam for you and spam for me, we'll all live together in spam harmony.
That's right, spam. A product that Hormel Corporation, based in Austin, Minnesota, likes to call meat with a pause button. Spam, which stands for spiced ham, was invented by Jay Hormel, son of the company's founder, during an earlier economic downturn, the Great Depression. One of Spam's most beloved qualities is the fact that it's cheap and has a long shelf life. Fans also seem to love its versatility.
What you got, then? Well, there's egg and bacon, egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon and Spam.
That skit from Monty Python's Flying Circus is widely believed to be the origin of the more recent use of the word spam to describe excessive online posts or messages. The actual food spam is much more well-liked. In fact, it's eaten around the world and is especially popular in Hawaii, South Korea, and the UK.
Spam for you and spam for me, we'll all live together.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.